Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. And on the borders that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubims. And upon the ledges there was a base above, and beneath the lions and oxen were certain additions made of thin work. For on the plates of the ledges thereof, and on the borders thereof, he graved cherubims, lions, and palm trees, according to the proportion of every one, and additioned round about. The throne had six steps, and the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stays on either side on the place of the seat, and two lions stood beside the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the six steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. And there were six steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened unto the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and two lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the six steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. The roaring of the lion, and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. Wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion? Or fill the appetite of the young lions, when the young lions do lack and suffer hunger? But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lions' dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Their roaring shall be like a lion, they shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe. And none shall deliver it. For the waters of Dimon shall be full of blood. For I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last this, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions' whelps, and say, What is thy mother? A lioness. She lay down among lions, she nourished her whelps among young lions. And he went up and down among the lions, he became a young lion, and learned to catch the prey, and devoured men. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree, that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Where is the dwelling of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked in the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid? Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. And I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled, a voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.